right here from this land of the Bible, where our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, died and was buried, then he rose again on the third day, right over my shoulder, that Golgotha. Yesterday, I was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and I cannot help but weep on the inside when I teach in that place. And I don't weep over Jesus, I weep over me, because it's my sins that made him sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, Father, if some other way that you can accomplish your will, other than that moment of separation between me and you, which it took place when Jesus hung on that cross and carried your sin, my sin, right on him. And then in a little place, the skull, Golgotha, it was a mine where they were cutting stones. And you come in and you see it. They were cutting it this way, great, good stones, and they cut the other way. But right there in the middle, there is something, the shape of a skull, Golgotha. This is the stone that was rejected by the builders. On that Golgotha, Jesus the Christ hung on that cross for you and for me. But then, thank God, he was taken and few yards away, he was buried. And that burial site in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, I always say, praise God, the tomb is empty. So he rose again on the third day in the power of his omnipotence. And then he ascended to heaven. He's coming back, and he's going to take us with him to reign and rule forever. God bless.